Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So let's talk about Tesla. Just actually put a post up the other day that they hit a record with 310,000 cars delivered. That's the closest number that they have that you can gauge off of purchases, because they don't actually publish the cars that's actually purchased, but it's the closest number that you can probably get to that. Last year for the first quarter, I think it was 180,000, something like that. Yeah. Uptick, and they actually did it in an environment where they got off to a slow start at the beginning of this year, because I think a factory had closed down in China because of COVID, and obviously they're dealing with chip shortages like everybody else is, and they've had some manufacturing issues with parts. So they've had some issues. They got off to a slow start of the year, but they still managed to hit a record and produced 310,000 cars, and they have a new factory that's being built in Germany that they're planning on producing 1 million cars out of that factory. So obviously we talked last week about Tesla potential stock split, which that looks like that's going to happen, for the second stock split in the last 15 months. So how do we feel about Tesla on this news?
I love it. You want to take it first?
Yeah, no, I mean, I love it. If you look at the past 5 quarters, every estimate that they've had, they beat it, right? Like even now, even with the all those things you said, on their bottom line, the estimate was for 308,000 vehicles going. They hit 310, right? When they did last year, it was like, oh, the estimate is going to be 460,000. They did 500. And so all you see is continuous growth. Anytime you see that in a company, you know it's a strong company. Obviously, we know Tesla's a strong company, but it's an innovative company too. And so that's why we tell people, like, stay in the stock, hold it. Do not leave. So when we saw it get down to 843, there was no room for panic. It was like, all right, this is an opportunity for us to get in. And so even if you were in the position, you can add to it at a lower price. We got to look at these things.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is opportunities. Like every time we see something go down, I know the common thought is like, man, this thing might drop lower. I don't want to lose even more money. But you got to get that out of your mind, right? We saw it at 1,100. It got down to 843. This is your opportunity. Seize it. Please. Please.
Seize the moment.
Please.
You have to. Eli reminds me of like a weird mix of like Steve Jobs, Kanye, and 50 Cent. Like, and I mean that because not all three, it took a long time for people to believe in their vision. But once like Elon got a hold of the market, and then the Cathy push definitely helped, right? Because it brought some stability on the hedge fund side. But once he got momentum, he never let it go. Great lesson as well. Whatever benchmark they set, they know that they're going to beat. So that's why for every investor, they're benchmarking against the S&P 500. Because if you have any knowledge, you usually can either match or beat that. And even his use or manipulation of media to keep himself front and center to help propel, it's very Kanye-esque in that regard. So I think, you know, one of the greatest entrepreneurs, of course, to walk the startup plan and to scale the way that he is. I mean, I'm telling everyone, you should hold Tesla at least another 7-8 years. I wouldn't let go of that company unless he left. They've been on an amazing tear. Mm-hmm. Even at current price, they should get to 3,500 and some change in a couple of years. I'll give you guys an updated number like once they split, but yeah, I have them at least going up 3x from here. Please hold for the long term.
Please,
Tesla.
Do us all a favor.
We have to keep an eye on the racial discrimination lawsuits. I have been looking at that this weekend. Are you up on that?
I was actually looking at the Amazon situation when you talk about discrimination.
The union workers or the discrimination?
The union situation?
Yeah, the president, the gentleman, black man who actually led that, first started as discriminatory practices in the workforce, ended up being to an immunization situation. So I was on here, but put us on here.
It's a lot of lawsuits, actually. Yeah. A lot of lawsuits, actually. I was doing some research this week. I didn't really realize how massive it was, but a lot of lawsuits of people, you know, talking about racial discrimination in Tesla. So I still have to do more research on it, but I mean, if you just Google it, a lot of articles come up. So that's alarming.
Yeah, we should call Rachel on it. She probably has the research already.
Yeah.
That would be great. We need to bring her back.
Yeah. We have to look into this. I'm not oblivious. I do read Instagram comments.
Yeah, and they came in with that and his, you know,
yeah,
South Africa and the mining thing.
It's good to know. I mean, yeah. As Kanye said, if racism was a deal breaker, then I wouldn't be living in America. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I mean, you probably there is no Fortune 500 company that probably
has not at some point discriminated. A racial
discrimination lawsuit.
Yeah,
that's just the harsh reality of it. Not to say it's okay,
right?
But like I said, if racism was a determining factor, then we wouldn't live in America. This country was built on racism, literally. That's kind of the founding principle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's one of these things, right? It just is what it is. But I'm definitely interested in learning more about that situation and keeping an eye on that.
Do they have more discrimination lawsuits in comparison to their counterparts? In comparison? I'm not playing devil's advocate. I'm not sure.
The counterparts, like who would be like, their counterparts? Ford?
Yeah. Ford, GM.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But then are we really surprised?
No. Like I said, I mean, this is America. What do you expect? But another way to actually get Tesla exposure, if you don't want to own 100% Tesla stock, is through ETFs.
Mm-hmm.
And XLY is an ETF where Tesla actually makes up 21% of the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is 23% and Tesla is 21%. So Tesla is a very volatile stock. Everybody or everybody should know that and should understand that. Mm-hmm. It's not your average stock. So if you don't have the stomach for it, or if you think that it's too volatile for you, but you still want to invest in it, then maybe you can go the ETF route and invest in it that way, where you don't have 100% exposure. You just have, in this case, 21% of the.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Portfolio is exposed to it. QQQ, I believe it's in QQQ as well, a couple other ETFs, but yeah, it makes up a pretty large percentage of 21%. That's a pretty large percentage.
Yeah, and a lot of people are familiar with the ARK fund. And so, you know, Tesla's inside pretty much all those across the board.
ARK is...
But I was going to say, Cathie Wood actually sold $205 million worth of Tesla stock last week. So that's interesting too, because that is in almost every one of the ARK fund ETFs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was possibly for, not to cut you off, but to take some profits to prevent some of the bleeding that's happening and the other investments that she's had, and then maybe to salvage relationships and maybe pay out clients as well.
A lot of bleeding.
Yeah. It's a lot of bleeding. And that's why I try and tell every retail investors on the stock club call. I had the honor of having like Dave on. And he said the only real advantage that we have as retail investors is to be able to hold longer than them. So even when a hedge fund sells on a quarterly, and we've talked about wellwisdom.com, holdingschannel.com, right? But when these hedge funds are selling on a 3-month cycle, that's because that's the business they're in and clients need immediate results. Like very rarely will you see a client stay with the fund for 15 years anymore. That's not happening these days, right? So don't, even with that news, don't confuse her profit taking with exiting the position and just saying I'm completely done with Tesla, because we don't want to send like a mixed signal to the audience. But I think it could be because the bleeding that's been happening over like the prior 7 or 8 months. So
yeah,
the power of the retail investor.
And I think this is an opportunity to talk about ETFs as well. The reason why, mm-hmm. you know, I like ETF, like going back to basketball, you know, my son plays basketball, and you know, I was talking to some of the parents and the coaches, and I always say, even when I was playing, I used to coach actually too. I like to have 7 or 8 players at the most. I didn't really like to have 12 players. The reason why I never like to have 12 players on a roster is that you can't play 12 players. And what happens is that when somebody doesn't play, they get discouraged, and you know, it's not good, right? It's not good when somebody's not playing. They could become a cancer. They can just start complaining, and it's never a good thing when somebody's not playing. You don't want somebody on the team that's not going to play. My theory, go with 7 or 8 players, rock out, and everybody's happy. Everybody can get playing time. So like with XLY, 73% of their portfolio is in 10 companies, but really, really, they only really have exposure, like major exposure in a few companies. I mean, Amazon's 23%, Tesla's 21%, Home Depot's 7, McDonald's is 4, Nike is 4, Lowe's is 3, Starbucks is 2, Target is 2, Bookings is 2, TJ Maxx is 1. So really, they have like 7 companies.
Yeah,
just going to rock out with. And the good thing is that they can make changes. So if one player isn't, you know, performing, you sub them out. So that's the difference. Once again, for anybody that's new, that's the difference between the ETFs and the index fund. With an index fund, S&P 500, they have 500 companies.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole army, yeah, right? As opposed to the ETF.
Yeah.
It's like special ops.
Yeah.
That's like the infantry. Like that's where it's like black ops. Like they just got seven trained. You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot of Marines.
Yeah.
Just a few.
The illest thing you said is that if you knew, because if people, when they start, we started Market Mondays, Tesla wasn't even part of SLI. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Like that literally wasn't even part of the ETF. And so now to even say that, that it's 20% of it, that shows you the vast, how vastly things can change.
Yeah. And the fact that it's a consumer discretionary ETF and it has Tesla in it, which is interesting.
Yeah. And I don't, if I have extra money, I'll buy a Tesla.
Everyone, and Josh talked about it. It's like, hey, depending on the classifications ends up.
Walmart and Tesla go ahead.
Like Gary Payton playing four, stretch four. But hey, you got to get the gains. However, you can make it work. What was the quote Bobby Knight had about Michael Jordan? If you need a center, who do you go? Like draft Jordan, put him at center. It'll work out.
We'll figure it out. You put the five best players in, just let it rock. Yeah. Starbucks and Tesla, they go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, they're not on anybody's team. Well, I don't know.
$80,000 or $4, same thing.
Yeah, who knows?
What's the difference?
I mean, and even if you look, I want to give a shout out to Romel Williams. He sent me this on Twitter. The top five holdings of BlackRock, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Tesla. Mm-hmm. Like, if you guys literally just look at the biggest ETFs, biggest indexes, top five hedge funds, you're going to see the same overlap.
Yeah. That's a valuable lesson. Somebody posted a clip and it was of Waka Flocka. And he said he became smart with his money when he realized how rich people spent their money.
Shout out Waka. Right?
So good dude. This is a prime
big
example.
Big crypto wallet too, boy.
That's a fact. Yeah. If you just like you take BlackRock or you take Berkshire and see where they're invested and you just said, all right, well, they're pretty wealthy. They're pretty successful. All right, let's just follow their investments. Chances are you're going to do pretty well. You're moving with the institutional money.
And the more whales that have those positions, like even for Apple's a primary position for Buffett, and there's Coca-Cola, that has been replaced by Apple. A, it gives a certain level of safety because the drawdown is very little. But when you have BlackRock, Vanguard, all the major funds investing in these like five or seven companies, there's a reason why. They're telling you if all hell breaks loose, NEO can go to the ground, right? Certain companies can fall apart. These five are going to stay afloat because if all those institutional investors are there, they're going to keep them up and hold them afloat. They are telling you in the future which ones they think the most value. And so I'm not trying to have you guys recreate the wheel. Even if you don't think I'm the master investor, go look at Robert, right? Go look at Vanguard. Go look at BlackRock. Go look at State Street. Like, go look and see what the big players are doing. And they'll tell you exactly what you should be doing. And yes, even if you want growth, because if the market falls 55%, those core five or seven won't draw down that much.
There you have it.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.